This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Joining me on the long line from the rain as we speak is Delegate John Cosgrove, who is currently running for his fourth term in the Virginia House of Delegates, the 78th District down in Chesapeake. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Coy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. So you are literally out in the rain as we speak.
Oh man, it's pouring here in Chesapeake. Yep.
And you're in your car. Are you headed to Richmond?
No, actually, I'm going to Williamsburg.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the traffic.
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna need it.
Hey, John, tell us about you're running for re-election, fourth term. Tell us about your race. I don't think that your race is contested. That you have an opponent, which makes it a little bit easier. But I think you're still out there knocking on doors and listening to folks. What are you from hearing from folks?
Well, Coy, you know, as involved as you are in politics, yeah, I have a Democrat running against me.
Oh, you're kidding! I'm surprised. I had no idea, John.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
It's the first time that I've had an opponent since I first ran for the House of Delegates.
Really? Gosh, well, I'm so embarrassed. I apologize. I had no idea. So
we're doing well. We're out there working and sending out mailers and putting up signs and talking to folks and doing all the things we need to do to get reelected. And we're very confident in our chances for reelection. I served in the General Assembly for 6 years, the House of Delegates. I've had a lot of really good feedback from our constituents here, so we're pretty confident. Not taking anything for granted, but we're confident that we'll win on November 6th.
Are there any main themes that you're hearing from voters when you go sit down in living rooms and kitchen tables? Any top one or two issues that keep popping up?
Well, transportation's a big issue here in Hampton Roads. In Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, we have some real traffic issues. And certainly people are concerned about that. We spend a lot of time sitting in traffic, and people that leave work are spending an hour, hour and a half trying to get home, and they need to be spending that time with their family. So we're trying to find the best way to deal with transportation here in Hampton Roads. Yeah, the other thing that we're hearing about, Coy, is basically illegal immigration. It's a burning issue in most parts of the state, and people are extremely unhappy with the federal government and their lack of action on the illegal immigration issue. And they're demanding that both the federal government and the state government take action to try to address this problem.
Delegate John Cosgrove is my guest. There doesn't seem to be the political will in Washington with either party to address the issue. And so some of the states have, and even not just states, but, you know, look at what they're doing in Prince William County, even municipalities, counties and cities across the country are sort of taking the matter into their own hands. What do you see as some options here in Virginia for folks who, and there's a lot of them, who really want to see something done on that issue?
There really are, Coy. You know, some of the options we have certainly is to check the immigration status of people that are arrested for felonies or misdemeanors and see if indeed they are here legally or not. If they are here illegally, then they need to be held until the federal authorities can come and take care of them. The state doesn't necessarily have the authority to deport people, but we can try to work with ICE and the federal authorities to try to at least let them know of the illegal immigrants that we find. We try to do that now, but the feds just don't seem real interested in trying to get their hands around the problem.
Delegate John Cosgrove running for re-election in the 78th District down in Chesapeake for a fourth term in the Virginia House of Delegates. John, wanted to get your take on the big announcement yesterday coming from Congressman Tom Davis in Northern Virginia. It's been no secret for years now. He's been talking quite openly about his interest in the Virginia Senate seat when John Warner retires. Of course, John Warner announced here in Charlottesville on the steps of the Rotunda just a few months ago that he would not seek another term. And so that seat will come open next year. Mark Warner has expressed interest among the Democrats for that nomination for that seat. And Jim Gilmore has expressed interest. Tom Davis said yesterday that he surprised everybody that he's not going to seek the seat as a direct result of the party's decision to have a convention and not a primary. What's your take? Because I know you were one of the people that was actually involved in that decision.
Right. I serve on the state central committee for the Republican Party of Virginia, and I actually supported a primary. Now, I will tell you that Tom Davis is a friend of mine. I think he's a great man, and I was very disappointed that Tom decided that this was not the right time for him to seek higher office. I think Tom would have been an extraordinarily good senator for Virginia. I think he would have done extraordinarily well in Northern Virginia, which is, you know, as we all know, very important to a statewide election now. But you know, Tom runs every 2 years for Congress. His wife, Senator Jean Marie Develites Davis, is in a real tough fight right now to retain her state Senate seat. And I'm not actually sure that the decision that Tom made was based on the convention/primary decision. But I think Tom's just plain worn out. You know, he had to campaign last year, and they're campaigning for Jean Marie this year. And I think it was a combination of factors that brought Tom to his decision.
What do you think if Jim Gilmore gets the nomination in the general election? If it is Jim Gilmore versus Mark Warner, all the early polls, and they are way early, show Mark Warner way out ahead. And as Sean O'Brien and I were talking on this program yesterday, we're not convinced that that this is Mark Warner's race to lose, that Jim Gilmore could actually give him a run for his money. How do you see that race if that it does turn out to be the two candidates that we're looking at?
Well, all I would say is, you know, people said the same thing about Mary Sue Terry and George Allen. You know, he was down 20-30 points when it first started out. But, you know, nothing is really sure until there's a campaign that firms up. You know, when Mark Warner ran for governor against Mark Early, he didn't have any record. He didn't have any votes. He didn't have any he didn't have anything to bring into the election to say, here's what I've done in the past, and then here's what I'm going to do in the future. He has that now. And, you know, Mark, when he was governor, basically proposed and was successful in having the largest tax increase that we've ever seen in Virginia pass. So, you know, Jim Gilmore is an ardent anti-tax type of guy, and I would never count him out. It's all based on the campaign.
Yeah, and we'll just have to see how they shape up. My guest is John Cosgrove, a Republican delegate from Chesapeake, 78th District, currently running for his fourth term in the Virginia House of Delegates. John, any other interesting races down your way that you'd like to tell us about, some things going on down there? I know that's really shaping up to be quite a race for that special election to succeed Joanne Davis, who recently passed away.
Yeah, you know, I think Virginia suffered a great loss. When we lost Joanne, she was a wonderful woman, a wonderful congresswoman, and she had such a valiant fight with her cancer. And, you know, we will miss her. She really was an example of what a legislator should be. Now, her husband has expressed interest, as well as an army of other people want to replace her. I think that it's going to be quite an interesting primary to see who's going to actually have the opportunity to run for that seat. We have some really good people that are interested in that, and I think that a Republican will prevail in that district. It's a very strong Republican district.
Right, right. It's not really a strong chance that we're going to see the Democrats take that seat.
I don't think so.
John Cosgrove is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, running for re-election, a fourth term. He's down in the 78th District. And he joins me this afternoon on Charlottesville Right Now. John, what do you think? Give us, if you can, your take now on the blow up over abusive driver fees that seems to have really calmed down almost to the point now where it's really not an issue. But I'm not speaking for everybody. It certainly is an important issue for a lot of people, I guess. But what's your take on how that happened over there a few months after the close of the session and up until now?
Well, unfortunately, when everybody started talking about the abuse of driver fees, there was a lot of misinformation, both in the print media and especially on the Internet, you know, scaring people to death that if they made an improper lane change, they were going to get a $3,000 ticket. And typically, the right information wasn't out there. You know, in order to get one of those abuser fee tickets, you have to be the worst of the worst drivers. And I think people are starting to understand what the basis of those abusive driver's fees were. But the That being said, we do need to make some changes. We need to make sure that those fees apply to out-of-state as well as in-state drivers. And we need to make sure that people aren't caught in any loopholes where a first-time offender would be stuck with a heavy fine.
It's going to take some real thinking outside the box, and it's going to be quite challenging to figure out how to have this apply to somebody from Maryland, for example, who works in Northern Virginia, and how to have that apply to them. It's going to have to be a little creativity, I guess.
Well, we have reciprocity agreements with most of our surrounding states now when it comes to fines for regular speeding or any other traffic infraction. The idea that we can't go across state lines to collect fines is just inaccurate. I think the surrounding states may be a little reticent to try to, help us collect a $3,000 fine, but only 0.5% of those offenders would receive that type of fine anyway. The original intent of that bill is that people with over 8 points on their driver's license would be subject to the abuser fees. And you got to be a pretty crummy driver to have 8 points on your license.
And I'm just going to say that again because that's an important point, and I think you're absolutely right that really got lost in the whole discussion, that you have to be a habitually bad driver and have had to have already earned 8 points on your license before you were eligible for some of those fees.
That's correct. Now, if you're a drunk driver, we're going to slam you. If you're doing 50 miles an hour in a school zone, we're going to slam you. And you need to be slammed for that type of behavior. There's not a whole lot of difference in driving drunk than there is just shooting a gun in the air and say, well, maybe that bullet won't hurt anybody. Behaviors do have consequences.
And, of course, the larger issue here, just to take a look at the forest and not the trees here, is transportation in Virginia. And can you share a little bit of the philosophy of the Republican approach to this, what has become a real dilemma for great parts of Virginia, certainly Hampton Roads?
Well, certainly the transportation funding formula is kind of a bane to our existence here in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. I'm in Hampton Roads. A lot of the tax money that we pay into the economy of Virginia is then taken to that formula, and areas and the less affluent areas of the state get much more per capita than we do to deal with our traffic problem. The transportation plan that we came up this time actually allows a lot of the money that's raised in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads to stay in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads to meet our need for bridges and tunnels that are extraordinarily expensive here. Their roads are a lot more expensive here than they are in Southwest Virginia.
John Cosgrove is my guest. He's running for re-election to the Virginia House of Delegates from the 78th District. And he is also a member of the State Board at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership and a graduate of the Political Leaders Program at the Sorensen Institute. John, can you preview the General Assembly session coming up in 2008? There perhaps might be some new members there, but a lot of folks returning. It's a big session with a two-year budget before you.
Right. And certainly we don't know what our cash flow is going to be right now. The original prognostication was we were going to be about $641 million below our estimates, but we're not sure if that figure is inflated or not. So we won't really know until we get to Richmond to find out. But that being said, with a $75 billion biennial budget, that $641 million isn't as big as everybody makes it out to be. I think illegal immigration is going to be a real issue that we're going to deal with in this next General Assembly session. We're going to see about providing localities with the means to deal with some of the illegal immigration problems. We're going to see how the state can deal with folks that are here illegally. And I think that's going to be a big part of what we're going to do. I think we're going to tweak the transportation plan a little bit. We may try to change some fees around, but we'll have to see. I mean, there was a lot of hard compromise work that went into defining a transportation program last year. And it's the first one we've had in 20 years, so we've got to be careful how we attack that so we don't kill the whole process.
My guest is Delegate John Cosgrove of Chesapeake. Last question, real quick, got about a minute left, but what is it that you hope voters keep in mind come November 6th? And specifically, when they step into the voting booth, what would you like to say to encourage them perhaps to vote for members of your party?
Well, the Republican Party stands for smaller government, smaller taxes. And every year since I've been in office in Richmond, the other side of the aisle has offered income taxes, sales tax increases, gas tax increases. There's been offers of increased taxes every single year. One or two years have been successful, but most of the time we've held a line on that. But I want to shift gears for a minute. You mentioned Sorens. I'm very proud to say that in my race, we have done absolutely no negative campaigning. All of our race has been based on my record and accomplishments, and I've barely even mentioned my opponent's name. He's a nice guy. You know, we get along. We just have some different opinions on different things. But there's no reason for campaigns to get nasty and ugly, and I hope that voters look at negative campaigns and vote the other way.
Delegate John Cosgrove running for re-election in the 78th District down in Chesapeake. It's always a thrill to talk to you, John. Thank you so much, and good luck on the 6th.
Thanks a lot, Coy. I enjoyed your time. Thank you.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.